What is going on? Welcome back to Stupid Politics Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. Back at you with episode 8. Today I want to talk a little bit about Biden, who picked his running mate for the 2020 election, and how I think it's made Trump nearly impossible to lose. He should have a very easy victory. Well, I guess without further ado, before we get started, by the way, if you haven't already, go to our Facebook page, type in Stupid Politics Podcast, go like and follow our page there. We post memes, we post news articles, and we post when we post on here all the time. We post a new episode or whatever. If you don't have Facebook or you don't like Facebook, go to Instagram. This is all one word. Go to Stupid Politics Podcast and go follow us there. The article's title is Biden Picks Kamala Harris as Running Mate, Adding Former 2020 Rival to Ticket. Joe Biden announced he has chosen California Senator Kamala Harris to be his running mate heading to November's presidential election, adding his former rival for the Democratic nomination to the ticket. The Biden campaign made the announcement in a text message to supporters on Tuesday. Joe Biden here, this is the text, I guess. Joe Biden here, big news, I've chosen Kamala Harris as my running mate. Together with you, we're going to beat Trump, the message said, adding to a link to Biden's campaign website. The Biden campaign announced the two will make their first appearance together on Wednesday at an event in Washington, Delaware, or Wilmington. I don't know why I said Washington. Wilmington, Delaware. Other potential candidates who had been considered for the role immediately praised Biden's choice. Former UN Ambassador Susan Rice called Harris a tenacious and trailblazing leader who will make a great partner on the campaign trail, adding that she is confident that Biden-Harris will prove to be a winning ticket. Representative Val Demings, who had also been vetted, said in the statement that Harris' selection was a historic moment for the country. For a little girl who grew up a poor black and female in the South to be considered during this process has been an incredible honor. I feel so blessed, Demings said. To see a black woman nominated for the first time reaffirms my faith that in America there is a place for every person to succeed no matter who they are or where they came from. Harris, 55, was widely seen as an early favorite for the position even before the vetting process began. The only black woman serving in the Senate, Biden's historic announcement means Harris is also the first black woman to be selected as a major party's vice presidential candidate. The path to her selection was not an easy one, however. During the final weeks of the vetting process, reports surfaced that some Biden campaign staffers and members of the vetting committee were concerned about Harris' past attacks against Biden during the presidential debates, which I'd say Trump will probably use some of that. I know I would if I was him. On this note, though, there's still more to read. I'll continue here, but honestly, I thought for sure Michelle Obama. I know the Obamas have a Netflix deal and all this and that for documentaries and jazz. I honestly thought they was going to pick her. With her, I think they could have easily won just because of that last name, Obama. And she used to be first lady. And supposedly everybody loves the Obamas. I don't, for one. I think they're just as pedophile and stuff as Biden and crooked abuse of power people. But yeah, Kamala Harris, I don't know too much about her. She's only served 4 years in the Senate so far. So fairly new yet. She is a hard left, I guess. She wants gun control. She wants that Green New Deal passed. Basically, your typical hardcore liberal left, libtard. I feel like, I guess what's going to happen is maybe Biden goes back to being moderate, saying moderate policies and stuff. And she'll be the one talking about the, she'll try to rile up the hard left. Which, I mean, that was kind of predicted too. A lot of people thought that. I thought that too. But I thought maybe they could get Michelle Obama and still be moderate and win, you know, or she could have been the moderate and Joe could have acted like the hardcore left. I don't know. I do feel like he does have hardcore policies, though, hard left. But, yeah, I honestly don't think enough people know about Kamala Harris to really make that big of an impact on his campaign. I feel like Trump's gonna win this easy now. Even with Elizabeth Warren, honestly, I don't think any of the picks that he had really wasn't going to make a difference unless it was Michelle Obama, in my opinion. That's just my opinion. But let's continue reading here. A top contender in the early stages of the presidential primary, Harris caught Biden off guard during the first presidential debate last June when she challenged Biden on his civil rights record, attacking his past stance on busing as well as his family recollections of having worked with noted segregationists in Congress. But when Harris dropped her own bid for the nomination in December, Biden told CBS News he didn't hold the attacks against her. "I'm not good at keeping hard feelings," he said at the time. What a liar. Harris has been a prodigious fundraiser for Biden since endorsing him in early March, holding several virtual events and fundraisers for the preemptive Democratic nominee, with each netting at least $1 million for the campaign. Man, that's crazy money. Before she was elected senator, Harris spent two terms with California's attorney general and was district attorney for San Francisco. During her failed presidential run, some critics found fault with her record on criminal justice, accusing her of not being a progressive, as progressive as she claims. A New York Times op accused her of either staying silent or opposing reforms favored by progressives throughout her career. In the wake of the murder of George Floyd, however, Harris has pointed to her experience in law enforcement as evidence she knows how to fix problems at hand. Well, she might be a moderate, too, that just likes to blow off a lot of steam and then not, you know, like, talk about all this stuff. And which I feel like they will pass. I feel like I'll be honest with you guys. I feel like the next time a Democratic president is picked, our second amendment will be thrown out the window completely. Just give it time. The next Democratic person, president, I don't know why I can't think of the day, like every day. I ain't hyper. I ain't had my pre-workout yet, dang it. It's pretty early, too. I mean, it's not too early. It's 11 a.m., but I used to make these podcasts at like 5 or 6 where I really have energy. But let's continue here. As a former prosecutor, a profession I chose because growing up the way I did, I knew how law enforcement had a long history of enforcing laws indiscriminately and often based on race, not true, and racism, not true. That's why I chose to become a prosecutor. Harris said at a news conference in June, she added, "It is time that the leaders in the United States Senate, in this United States Congress, takes action to reform a criminal justice system that for far too long has been informed by systematic racism and by racial bias." Not true. You guys know it's not true. Some saw the collapse of her presidential bid as a flaw, too, during the vetting process. Harris' campaign ran out of money about 2 months before primary voting began. The launch of her presidential campaign, the second time any black woman has run for president on a major party ticket, might indicate she can bring some excitement to the ticket. More than 20,000 people attended her first rally in Oakland.
Oh.
Well, that's not bad. I'll give her that. That's fairly decent crowd there. I don't know. Honestly, she had less than 2% of the vote, though. So, if anything, she can maybe bring 2% more to Biden, I guess. I don't know. I honestly don't think they'll have a chance. I do feel like Michigan will probably go. Probably go to the Democrats, but or to Biden. But I feel like Minnesota could easily be flipped to Trump. Now I know that's I think 6 electoral votes less than that, but. I got election map predictions I'll give about a day or two before the election, dang it. Sorry, guys, I can't think really today. Mine not all woke up and stuff yet. That'll do it for today's video. I know it's a short video. Not a very energized video. But if you watched until the end, thank you. I appreciate it very much. I guess I'll do it for today's video. Or, dang it, there I go again. Video. Episode. And all I got left to say, I guess, is be bold, be strong, and always be heard.